Speaking with a young white woman.
有一个黑人的青年啊，艾米特迪尔，他就啊和一个白人的女子啊调情以后。
By September, the suspects Roy Bryant, J.W. Milliman was tried and acquitted by all-white jury.
但是他在那时候就过后就被残酷的谋杀了。到九月的时候啊，这个嫌犯啊 Roy Bryant 还有这个啊 J.M. 啊。Milliman 就被这个审判的时候
This event was seared into the mind of Rosa Parks, a black seamstress living in Montgomery, Alabama.
就是这个全白人的这个陪审团就把这两个白人都无罪释放，然后这件事情就深深的在这个亚拉巴马州一个女人叫做罗莎就是 Rosa Parks 的脑海中深深的记下来了。
She knew that she cannot ignore the truth.
她知道她不能够忽视这个事实。
She can't ignore the truth that African Americans were mistreated.
因为这个事实就是美国黑人被歧视了。
And she knew that the truth demands action. Something has to be done.
而且她知道事实必须要她为因为这个事实她必须要做一些事情。
So in December 1st of that year, she made her historic stance.
所以在12月1日的时候，她就做了一个历史性的。
During this time in Montgomery, Alabama, there was a law where African Americans had to sit in designated sections of the public bus.
然后在那个时候，这个阿拉巴马州的这个蒙哥马利市里面，其实有一个法律规定，关于这个公车里面有这个区，有这个乘客区，就以肤色来分别的。
And if the whites only section of the bus was full, they had to move to the back, even farther back.
所以当如果这个白人、黑人坐在前面还是怎么样，他们白人的位置坐满了以后，黑人就必须要往后挪。
So she has sat in the first row of the all-black section.
所以她就坐在第一排黑人的那一个部分。
But as the bus picked up more passengers, the white Sony section was filled up. So the bus driver asked her that she move back.
所以当这个巴士继续在有更多乘客上车的时候，那个白人区前面的也满了。那个巴士司机就叫她往后面去坐。
She refused.
但是她不要。
And the reason that she gave in a later interview was this. I thought of Emmett Till and I just couldn't go back.
所以当过后记者采访他的时候，他给的理由就是说，当我想到这个艾米特的时候，我就不想去后面了。
She knew where this would lead.
他也知道这会给他带来什么样。
Treating blacks with less human dignity and as second-class citizens leads to murders and unjust verdicts, just like the case of Emmett Till.
因为他也知道，他那个时候黑人既然都没有那么有尊严，然后又是二等公民什么，他甚至会让他带来谋杀，或者是就像艾米特一样，有一个很不公正的判决。
So here she is, a black woman.
所以她一个区区一个黑人妇女
，a seamstress.
然后她一个女裁缝
，She's standing boldly for the truth.
但是她勇敢地站在真理的这一个立场上。
The truth that we're all created equal in the image of God.
她的立场就是我们都是以上帝的形象造的，都是平等的。
Being black,
但是一个黑人。
Being a woman,
是一个女性。
Being of a poor working class in 1950s American South,
就是一个贫穷的蓝领，就做一个女裁缝。
All work against her as being a leader and person with a voice.
他这一些都不会让他成为一个领袖的。
But she used what power and influence she had to stand for the truth.
所以他用自己的力量和自己的这个影响力来捍卫这一个真理。
And that day on the bus led to boycotts later on.
那一天这个公车的这个事件就导致了这个很多人抵制这个公车。
And along with Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks helped shape America through the civil rights movement.
然后甚至影响这个马丁路德金和以后过后的人通过民权来塑造这个美国。
Of course, yesterday reminds us that this action, this kind of leadership must continue.
所以这也当然就提醒了，就是过后有很多这个领袖也继续的把这个带下去。
But history is full of bold leaders.
历史上充满了很多勇敢的这个领导人
who despite their lowly position stood for truth and changed the world for better.
然后尽管他们的地位是很卑微的，但是因为真理，他们都继续在改变这个世界。
Timothy was called to be one of these young leaders.
然后提摩太就是其中一个很年轻的这个领导人
to lead and change the world through the church.
他领导并改变了教会，改变了世界。
Timothy had reason to doubt his leadership.
当然，提摩太有理由去怀疑他自己的这个领导这个能力。
He was timid.
他很胆小。
Perhaps he suffered from physical ailments.
可能也是因为他身体很虚弱。
And he's relatively young to be a leader in a culture where the elders were revered.
然后甚至在他的文化背景当中，他也是一个很年轻。
But Paul tells Timothy here.
那个时候很年轻，但是通常是长辈才是受人尊敬的。但是保罗这样子告诉提摩太。
To proclaim the truth and to proclaim it boldly.
你要宣扬这个真理，然后要很勇敢的去宣扬。
So in this section, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11 through 16, if you can open your Bibles.
让我们一起来看今天打开你的圣经，我们来看今天的这个提摩太前书。
We'll look at some of the things that Paul commands Timothy to do in order to be a bold leader.
让我们今天来看看保罗命令提摩太怎么样成为一个大胆的这个领导者。
Don't let anyone look down on you.Verse 12, because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
在第十二节，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上多做信徒的榜样。
I mean, here's the contrast: youth and example. Don't let them look down upon you because you're young.
这里是一个对比，就不要让人小看你，因为你年轻。
One reason youth does not have a voice is that youthfulness is usually connected or associated with rashness, hearts that can be easily changed and swayed.
可能对一个年轻人来讲，通常因为年轻人往往就可能是鲁莽，或者是可能因为这同辈的压力下，很容易被改变和动摇。
The critique of youth is that there's a lack of stability, lack of experience.
他们也甚至被批评成为就是很不稳定的。然后 也就是很没有经验的。
They follow the lust of the flesh,
他们追
and in general immature.
他们追求这个肉体上的这个情欲，通常他们也很不成熟。
But this is all countered by Paul's call for Timothy.
但是这一些完全都因为这个保罗对提摩太的呼召而被解决了。
Prove yourself mature, worthy of respect, beyond your physical age by being an example.
所以保罗叫他在这个言语、行为、爱心、信心上、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
Be an example that people can follow.
作为一个榜样，好让这个人家可以来追随你。
Don't rebuke the elderly directly, but be an example for them. When they see your example, they will realize you're beyond your age in youthfulness.
也不需要去跟这个年长的来就是来争论，而是让他们能够从你的身上看到你的榜样。
As Paul is calling Timothy to be an example, we also know that examples are to be followed.
我们也当保罗说叫提摩太呼召提摩太成为领袖的时候，那提摩太自然也会有一些的这个追随者。
So the passage is relevant to Christian leaders as well as to the congregation.
所以这一我们今天的这个讲道会讲到关于教会的领袖，但是也会说到当你追随一个领袖的时候。
And leaders here must be careful because followers can pick up as easily on the bad habits and the bad characteristics of leaders as they can on the good ones.
所以今天领导的必须要很小心，因为追随你的很容易可以从你身上学好，也会学坏的。
And followers must too be careful.
但是追随当你追随领导的时候，你身为追随者，你也要很小心。
Not to pick up on the negative traits.
因为你不要去学那一个领袖身上不好的。
All leaders, including Christian leaders, will have faults.
因为每一个领袖，甚至是基督徒的领袖，都会有他们的问题。
And when you read the Bible doesn't whitewash their faults.
所以当你看圣经的时候，圣经也没有这样子去遮盖他们所犯的错。
But both the leader and the church.Paul is calling people to follow leaders as they follow Christ. This is fleshed out more in 1 Corinthians 11:1.
所以当保罗在圣经里面说不管是你是教会还是你是领袖就都是要以这个以基督为 就要学习怎么去效法基督。
Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
所以就是哥林多前书十一章一节，你们该效法我，就像效法基督一样。
Now let's look at the five things that Christian leaders are to be example for Christians to follow.
我们来看五件事情，就是基督徒领袖怎么样来效法基督。
Speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity.
所以就是在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上，都做信徒的榜样。
Speech and conduct are outward actions.
言语和行为，言语和行为都是和你所做的有很大关系。
People who even see Timothy occasionally can pick up on these things.
所以，当人家在看提摩太的时候，他们都会从他身上学到这一些东西。
Yeah, people who don't come to church can hear his speech and watch his conduct in the marketplace, in the roles, in public.
甚至那一些没有去教会的人，但是他们都还是会在市场上、日常生活上看到提摩太的这一些榜样。
Love, faith, and purity are things of the heart.
爱心和信心还有纯洁都是在内心的东西。
They're expressed through our speech and conduct.
但是他们会通过我们的言语和我们的行为表达出来。
But the idea here is that God wants us to be example inside and outside.
这里的想法其实是上帝要我们做一个有内有外的一个好榜样。
The Bible spends a lot of times asking us to examine our speech.
圣经其实有很多地方让我们检讨我们的这个言语。
Turn to James chapter 3.
我们打开就是雅各书第三章。
In this section, there's some great illustrations of the power of words, especially for teachers.
然后在这里我们能够看到很雅各给我们很多关于这个言语上很大的这个力量。
Words,
特别是指于对这个教导人的。
Words are powerful.
语言是很强有力的。
It's like a bit.Put into the mouth of an animal that controls the animal, or a small rudder that controls the direction of a large ship.
就像你把一个绳子放在一个动物小动物的口上，或者是一个小驼的这一个，它可以控制一个很大量的船一样。
It is small but effective.
它很小，但是它很有效。
Words are easy to roll off our tongues.
我们可以说很多的话。
And they're very easy to say, right? It doesn't take much energy.
是很容易说的嘛，因为就你也不用花很多力气，你可以说很多。
But the effect of our words go beyond what we normally think about.
但是我们说的话，其实有带来很多的后果。
Small effective.
是很小，但是很有。
It is also destructive.
也很有破坏性。
It's like a spark that lights a forest on fire.
那就像是一个能够轻微点燃整个森林的一个小火花一样。
This small, powerful, destructive tongue is also untamable. It's hard to control.
这个小、强而有力、有破坏性的这个舌头也是很无法控制的。
We don't have power to control our speech, our own mouths.
我们甚至没有能力、没有这个权力来控制我们的嘴巴。
We domesticated all kinds of animals, but we can't control.Our own tongue.
我们有能力能够去驯服很多的这个动物，但是我们却没有办法能控制我们嘴里要讲的话。
Powerful, destructive, and untamable, our speech really reveals the divide in our hearts.
它很小，它很强大，它很有破坏性，它是不能够驯服的。所以我们的话语也揭露我们内心的这个分歧。
With the tongue, we praise our Lord.And Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness.
在第九节说，我们用舌头称颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头诅咒那照着神形象被造的人。
Our tongue points to or the divide within our own hearts.
所以这舌头对我们就直接的说了我们心里面所想的事。
In fact, our speech is such a big problem for us. It's a problem that we cannot fix without fixing our hearts.
我们的言语是一个很大的这个问题，甚至是我们必须要先解决我们的内心才能够去解决的一个事情。
Lots of times people would say, "Well, what is Christian speech? Does it mean that I cannot say these words? Is there a list of words that I cannot use?"
很多时候有人问我，就说。是不是有一些话是基督徒不能够说的？
And I think most of us like that. We like a list of words that if we don't say these words, or speech is pure.
因为事实上，就像很多时候我们说，哎，你不能够这样子说，你不能够用这一个字。
But that's not how speech works.
但是，说话并不是这样子。
I cannot give you a list of 6 words that you can never use or 10 phrases to never utter.
因为我不能够给你就是六个字句你不能够说，或者是给你十个词句你不能够这样子来说，身为一个基督徒这样，为什么呢？
Because it comes from your heart.
因为这是从你内心说出来的。
If I tell you you can't use a certain word like idiot to describe someone,
可能我会今天跟你说 OK, 你不能够用白痴来形容一个人。
You will find another word to express the same sentiment in your heart. What's in your heart will come out of your mouth.
但是你会用另外一个词通过你的内心来去讲这个白痴这一个字。
And it's more than words. It could be a body language or tone or sarcasm that betrays your hearts.
然后很多时候也并不只是言语，而会通过你的行为，你的肢体动作，你的这个语气来这样子能够去诋毁一个人。
As long as our heart is evil, our speech will be evil.
只要我们的心是邪恶的，我们的言语就也会是邪恶。
A good man brings out good things. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of.
经文这样子说，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的口里就说出来。
Good speech is more than avoiding things to say, avoiding ways to curse man.
良好的一个好的这个说话不仅仅是避免咒骂人的方式，
using your words to bless others.
它也是能够用来祝福别人，
To love,
来爱
，to encourage,
来鼓励
，to speak truth to someone that needs to hear it,
来说实话，让那个愿意听的人听。
In short, our speech can bring life.
甚至我们的言语能够为人家带来生命。
So how is your speech?
你的言语怎么样呢
？Is an example? Is it an example for others to follow?
是一个很好。能够让人家来跟随的榜样吗？
Do you want your children to speak the same way you do?
你要你的小孩都像你一样子说话吗？
Does your speech give life?
你的说话能够造就生命吗？
Or does it hurt people and take away life?
还是它是一个会伤害别人的生命，甚至拿走别人生命的？
Or conduct?
我们的行为。
Like speech, like.It is outward way of how our heart expresses itself.
就像这个言语说话一样，它也一样的是我们内心的这一个表现。
Look at how God tells us about love, about His love.
让我们来看看上帝是怎么样告诉他的爱，他的爱是怎么样。
In John 3:16, we see love is translated into action.
因为在约翰福音第三章十六节，我们看到爱，而且也会被。转化为行为行动。
For this is the way God loved the world.
这就是神怎么样来爱这个世界。
He gave his one only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
神怎么样爱世人呢？神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反而永生。
In this way God loved the world.
所以神就是这样子的来爱这个世人。
But he gave his very best because the very best was required.
因为他把他最好的给人，因为最好的就是他也是他最爱的人。
Now this demand is also for us too.
现在我们对这一个，我对这个爱，我们也是一样，要有这个行为。
All love has to be expressed in action.
我们必须要再通过我们的行为来表达出来。
First John 3:16-18.This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we are to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth.
约翰一书三章十六节，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命，凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄 贫乏却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎么能存在他里面呢？小子们啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
We need to love as God loved us, as Christ loved us.
我们需要去爱人就像基督爱我们一样。
It's a sacrificial love.
那是一个牺牲的爱。
It's a love that requires us laying down our lives to follow the footsteps of Jesus.
这一个爱是可以愿意让我们去舍命，就像我们跟随耶稣一样。
And as long as we call ourselves Christians, we must follow Jesus.
只要我们今天是称自己为基督徒的，你都必须要这样子做。
Otherwise, we have to choose a different name for ourselves.
那可能你不然的话，你可能要为自己标另外一个不同的名字。
And to most of us, this is a very lofty goal, right? To lay down our lives.
对很多人来说，对我们来说，这是一个很高的标准，对不对？因为你要为人舍命。
And for daily living, it's unrealistic in some ways. I mean, most of us can obey Jesus, right? In some extent. But to lay down our lives, that's something we can do at most once in our lives.
但是我们在日常生活中，这些是很不现实的，而且特别是我们必须要跟随耶稣的榜样而去舍命。
And yes, we do at the right time need to lay down our lives.
对，我们在很多时候，可能在某一些情况下，我们必须要为人舍命。
But John here points something out even more common.
但是现在约翰所指出的是一个很普通的一件事情。
Every day we need to have pity on our brothers and sisters in need.
每一天我们都必须要对我们弟兄姐妹有这个怜恤的心。
If we say we're Christians, we must be willing to lay down our lives for them, but we have to daily have compassion on them.
那虽然说你身为基督徒，你必须要为人舍命，但是我们每一天都还是必须要有这个能够怜恤人的心。
So how do we get to those in need?
我们怎么样给予那一些需要有帮助的人呢？
Are we obeying Christ? Are we following His example? Laying down our lives, giving us or giving sacrificially.
我们有向基督学习，就是很愿意的很牺牲的就把自己的给人吗？
Or are we busy finding excuses?
还是我们都还在忙着就是为自己找借口？
A article published in Washington Post this week had this heading: Christians are more than twice as likely to blame a person's poverty on lack of effort.
最近在这个华盛顿邮报上的这个头版标题就是会以缺乏努力作为人贫穷的原因说法的人，持这说法的人，基督徒占了两倍多。
It is true that obedience to God, being responsible and working hard will alleviate some forms of poverty.
没有错，只要你是遵从上帝的这个教导，你很勤劳，你努力工作，是肯定会减轻很多这个形式上的这个贫穷。
I fear many Christians.Push aside or call to help the poor.
但是因为这样子，很多基督徒就把这个呼召都推开。
Because we feel that the poor does not deserve our help. The poor deserve to be poor.
因为我们就认为，因为穷人，因为他们的这个懒惰，所以他们穷是应该的。
But love is not about letting people get what they deserve.
但是爱并不是让人去就是现在他们应该所受的这个惩罚上。
Jesus already gave the example. We don't deserve him.
因为就像耶稣给我们一个榜样一样，我们都不配得到耶稣的这个怜悯。
Love involves giving to the ones who are undeserving of love.
因为爱就是要给那些不配得到的人。
If you feel money is wasted on the poor,
如果你认为今天金钱是会浪费在穷人身上，
because the poor are lazy, they're going to waste it.
但是就因为他们的懒惰，你的这个金钱就会这样子浪费掉。
I say fine, love them anyways, love the poor anyways.
那我说好啊，但是你还是要爱穷人。
Get to know them.
不管怎么样，你都是要爱他们，去了解他们。
Spend time with them.
去和他们花一些时间。
Train them to work.
去训练他们能够好像他们能够去工作。
We can't throw money to fix problems, but we can throw our lives in to fix problems.
可能你认为就是钱并不能够解决这问题，但是你可以花你的时间和你的精力。
Right. Give your time, energy, family, open your homes.
你的时间、精力，还有你的家人，甚至你要开放你的家。
Maybe as we do this, our view of poverty will change.
可能当你去做这一个事情的时候，你的看法就会改变。
Maybe not.
也不一定会。
But we would have followed in Jesus' footsteps.
但是我们要跟随耶稣的榜样。
To show that love requires action.
去表现就是爱是需要有行为的。
Love requires sacrifice.
爱是需要有牺牲的。
It's not simply words that we utter.
那并不只是我们口上所说的。
Of course, our conduct goes beyond our treatment for the poor.
当然，我们整个行为不仅仅是对这个穷人的治疗。
Our conduct must include the whole gambit of God's commands.
我们要做的也包括整个上帝的这一个计划。
The next three examples: love, faith, and purity.
那接下来三个就是信心啊，所以就是关于心的，就是爱啊，你的信心还有你的纯洁。
Are matters of the heart.
这三个都是关于心有关系的。
Speech and conduct arise in the heart, but they can be faked for a short time.
虽然言语和行为都会从内心里面源自出来，但是他们也有可能被伪造。
And that's why hypocrites are, right?
这些就是伪君子嘛。
God looks into our hearts, and as people get to know us, they will see our hearts.
上帝看得到我们的心，所以当人们了解我们的时候，他们也会看出我们的心。
This is why Christian leaders, especially and Christians in general, must exhibit love, faith, and purity.
所以这也就是为什么基督徒领袖还有基督徒必须要表现出爱心、信心还有纯洁。
Be an example in love. Be an example in love.
我们要成为一个爱的榜样。
We talked a little bit earlier.But let me ask you, think about this. How do we love?
我们之前有讲到了，就是现在我再问你多一次，我们要怎么样能够去爱别人？
Is it sacrificial or simply convenience?
它是有牺牲性的吗？还是就是因为你方便的时候你才去爱？
What you love if it costs you greatly?
还是就当你在去爱别人的时候，会让你造成很多的这个损失？
True love requires sacrifice.
一个真正的爱是需要有牺牲的。
Do we love our neighbors?
我们有爱我们的邻舍吗？
Are we hospitable to strangers?
我们对陌生人我们有好客吗？
Or do we simply love those who love us?
还是我们就是只是爱那些有爱我们的人？
Is our love what God defines as love, or is it a feeling that we have of warm fuzzies?
还是我们Can I say
it
again?
Is it a feeling of warm fuzzies, or is it a action that defined by God's love for us?
这是一个这是因为我们就是想到的这一种感觉吗？还是这是上帝要我们去做的
？I mean, if you think of love as Cupid shooting an arrow on Valentine's Day, I think God's love is drastically different.
难道我们就是像这个丘比特在情人节的时候这样子射一支箭我们就会感受到的爱吗？
What is the true role of truth in love?
我们这个爱的这个角色是怎么样
？How can we effectively love our non-Christian neighbors while continuing to speak the truth in love?
我们要怎么样能够就是爱我们这一些非基督徒的这个邻舍，但是我们还是要继续这样子去传讲我们所说的爱。
Don't hide truth on them to make your relationship easier.
因为我们在
They need God.
在这一点上，我们变成我们要去说这个为他们传讲主的这个真理。但是我在这里跟你们说，你们不要因为这样子而去把你们所相信的藏起来。
In love, in faith.
在爱里面，在信心上。
Not likely talking about the Christian faith, the gospel, but it's the idea of faithfulness.
我们这里也不仅仅是说这个我们基督徒所相信的这个信仰，而是一个思想上的这个信心。
Are we trustworthy?
我们值得信赖吗
？Are we men and women of a word? Are we dependable?
我们的言语是我们是可靠的吗
？If we're trustworthy in small things, then we can be trustworthy with eternal truths when we speak to people.
因为如果我们在小事上忠心的话，我们也能够让 我们也是一个值得别人信赖的。
One problem with youth and immaturity is that they're often seen as being unfaithful and trustworthy.
因为很多时候，就比如说年轻人在很多事情上都不被信赖，就是因为他们在很多事情上都不忠心。
But as Christians, we're called to be faithful, be trustworthy.
但是我们身为基督徒，我们的呼召是要在每一件事情上都有忠心，能够有着信实的这个表现。
Purity,
纯洁。
Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
清心的人有福了，因为他们必能见神。
Pure means without blemish, without fault.
清心纯洁的意思就是没有缺点。
In God's standard, this includes both integrity and sexual purity.
那在神的标准里面，这也包括我们的这个正直，还有也在这个性方面的这个纯洁。
And he doesn't just simply demand pure actions. He demands a pure heart.
而上帝并不只是单纯的要求我们这个行为，而他也要我们有一个纯洁的这个心灵。
A pure heart is one whose rules are God's rules. The rules that the heart obeys are the rules that God sets.
因为一个纯洁的心灵在规则上在上帝里面，也就是我们定这个规则的这一个地方。
What makes a heart impure or dirty is sin.
什么能够让心灵不洁净或者是肮脏的？
Right.
就是罪恶。
Right. Sin is thinking or living in such a way that you go against God's design in creation. God created your heart. God created creation in a certain way.
所以罪都每天都在思考在我们生活上。因为他要的就是把我们从神的创造里面违背神。
Sin is rebellion against saying, I don't want to follow these rules.
因为罪就是对神的这个反叛，就是说我不要去跟随这样子的这个规定。
Our hearts are designed to love others.
我们的心是为了爱别人而所设计。
So when we hate, it darkens our hearts.
所以当我们憎恨别人的时候，会使我们的心变得很黑暗。
When we cheat, lie, or steal,we break God's rules and we lose our integrity.
所以当我们说谎，我们欺骗的时候，我们偷窃，我们违背了上帝的这个规则。
Sex was designed as a good thing in marriage.
我们就失去了我们的这个正直性。
But when
性在婚姻中是本来的设计是一个好事。
But when we desire sexual activities outside of a marriage, our hearts are perverted from God's design. We are impure.
但是当我们想要在婚姻以外找到性的时候，我们的心也一样被就是从上帝好的这个设计里面被扭曲了，我们是不纯洁的。
But Paul's call here for purity specifically calls the Christian minister and his followers to have integrity in dealing with people and to be sexually pure.
然后保罗在这里对这个纯洁的这个呼召，他也特别呼召这一个基督徒的这个领袖和有他的这个追随者，在人与人之间打交道的时候，我们要保持我们的这个正直，也必须要保持我们的纯洁。
We must be known as people who are pure in heart.
我们必须要是一个有纯洁的心的人。
More than living as an example, Timothy was also called to preach the truth from Scripture.
然后提摩太也因为这样子，他必须要活出一个好的榜样，因为他要从圣经，他要以圣经来去向人宣扬这个神的真理。
For truth must be expressed in your example as in our words.
因为你当你在传讲神的真理的时候，也会通过你的言语和你的行为来表现出来。
I read a joke a few days ago.
我几天前有就是说了这样子的一个笑话。
What do you call a book club that reads the same book every year?
你怎么样称呼一个读书的这个俱乐部，但是他们一年就只是读一本书。
What's a book club that reads the same book every year?
他们这个俱乐部每一年都读同一本书，你叫这个俱乐部是什么？
A church.
一个教会。
We read the same book every year.
我们每一年都在读同一本书。
Right? We read the same every single year. We say, "Pull your Bibles." Every Sunday, we put Bible passages on the screen.
每一年每一天，我们的主日，我们都在读同样的一本书，我们都看同样的经
文。You come back 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it might be a different version, but still the same book.
十年后、二十年后，可能有一个一点点不一样的版本，但是都还是同样，
right?
就是圣经。
Preach the truth in three ways. reading, preaching, and teaching.
所以在宣扬真理有三个方面，就是就是在阅读，还有就是布道讲道，还有教导。
Don't just do it, devote yourself to it.
但是也并不只是单单因为做而做，你要把自己全心投入的。
And these three actions are what we do when we gather in church. Three are some of the things we do when we gather in church.
所以这些通常都是我们在聚会的时候会做的事情。
Public reading of God's word.
那在公众的来阅读神的话语。
Jesus did it. Paul did it before them. Ezra and many others did so.
保罗。耶稣还有很多人都这样子做，当然在这之前也有很多人这样子做。
We must read God's word publicly because truth is found in God's word.
我们必须要公众的向人宣读神的话语。
The things we teach at church are not based on new discoveries in psychology, medicine, economics, or trends in fashion or technology. We get our truth from God's word.
因为我们在教会所教的也并不只是基于什么心理学、医学。经济学或者是什么崭新的这个技术新发现，我们在教的是圣经中的这个真理，因为是神的话语。
Of course, I'm not saying that we should ignore those things or ignore what's going on in the world, but we take this truth of Scripture and apply it to those things or daily lives.
但是我在这里也不是叫你们去不要去忽略这个世界上所发生的事情，而是我要指出，就我们要用圣经的这个真理运行在我们的这个日常生活中。
This famous warning in Hebrews chapter 4 reminds us that the Bible is not simply a book of history and morals. It is a word of God. It is living in the sense that it is not outdated. It is living and active.
然后在希伯来书指出了这个圣经不仅仅是一本历史书，它也是有道德教义在里面，它是神的话语。
It is not an outdated a dead speech act of a bygone era. It still exists as a dynamic force by which one must reckon.
它并没有过时。这里有一句话就说到，上帝的话语并没有过时。它虽然是一个逝去的世代死了的语言，它仍然还是蛮有动力的存在着，是人们必要思考的。
We are responsible for God's word today in our lives.
我们今天对神的话语有一个责任。
And God's word is one way that He will judge us.
因为神的话语也就是来审判我们的一种方式。
When we read the Bible, we see God's penetrating judgment.
当我们看圣经的时候，我们看到上帝很敏锐的这个判断力。
It is as if God is dissecting us, pulling us apart when we read the scriptures.
很多时候，当你在看圣经的时候，好像神在解剖你一样。
Or sins and passions are exposed for what they are.
因为我们的这个罪恶，我们的这个性情都会暴露在我们的本性当中。
And Scripture demands that we deal with sin.
经文圣经是要求我们去面对我们的罪。
Scripture demands that we have joy in faith.
然后圣经也要我们去有这个喜乐，还有我们的这个信心。
Right.Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him who we must give account.
我们上帝给我们的圣经，就都完全写下了我们怎么样对神能够有的这个责任。
And this is what teaching and preaching is to make the living word, the word of God, easily accessible to the listeners, so the church may respond to the word of God.
那这个也就是为什么我们要教导，我们要传道，我们要说我们要讲道的这个原因，因为我们要让这一些神的话语能够活出来，能够让听众能够有评估，好让他们能够对神的道做出一个回应。
The word translated preaching in the NIV can also be translated as exhortation.
这个英文字 preaching 在英文新国际版本中的翻译也叫规劝。
We must take the truth and encourage people to live by it. Exhortation is appeal to the heart.
因为规劝是对内心的一种呼吁，我们必须要接受真理，鼓励人们生活在这个真理中。
But the words of God can't just remain on the pages of the Bible; it must come into your heart.
因为神的话语并不只是 就是在这个字页上字面上的这个存在，他也必须要在我们心里面留下一个烙印。
Core preaching,
这就是讲道的这个中心。
That we're encouraged to obey God's word.
我们在鼓励你们，希望你们能够去来服从神的话语。
Teaching is similar to exhortation.
教导也是和这个规劝很类似。
Teaching has to do with logical arguments.
那教导是一个比较有逻辑性的来有一个逻辑性的来宣讲神的话。
Where exhortation is appeal to the heart, teaching is appeal to the mind.
就像规劝讲道是对心灵上的一种的吸引，而是教导而是对心灵上的一种的直接的这个指示。
In teaching, we must explain the truth of Scripture in its context and its full textured nuance. We try to explain the Scripture fully as it is.
所以在教学上，我们就在整个神的话语当中全面的来解释这个经文的这个真理。
So in teaching, we help you see the significance of these little logical connections in the Bible.
所以当我们在做教导的时候，我们让你能够很逻辑性的看到这个神的话语当中所
有的含义。And the Bible is full of little words that connect truths for us.
因为圣经里面有很多小小的这个字眼，把这些完全有逻辑性的连接起来。
For this reason, therefore, first, lastly, otherwise, thus, since, because, they're all found throughout Scripture.
So.比如说你看这经文里面有很多字句，就是说为了这个原因，所以第一最后同样因此既然因为，都这一些字都同样的把这些神的话语很好的逻辑性的连起来。
Likewise, the illustrations such as the parables that Jesus uses
are given
so that we can understand what is unseen.
我们看基督耶稣喜欢用比喻来帮助我们来去推断和去了解这个看不见的这个世界。
God has a reason for everything.
神对每一个事情都有他的理由。
Some things are not explained to us.
很多时候是没有向我们解释的。
But sometimes they are. In teaching, we try to understand it so that we may trust and obey God.
但是很多时候，他有在通过教导，我们能够把这一些理由能够去解释。
The truth of Scripture must be read and must flow to both our hearts and our minds so that we.May obey the truth.
圣经的真理必须要通过这个教导，好让我们的心灵好让我们的心能够去跟随，能够去遵行神的道。
And now we circle back to the idea of being an example in speech.
然后现在我们就要回到你当你做教导的时候，你要有的这个榜样。
The Christian minister must control our words because the words are the words of God.
因为基督徒的这个教导的人必须要知道怎么控制我们这个言语。
How can we encourage people to obey God if our speech is used also to degrade people, to spread rumors or to insult people?
我们怎么能够教导人，以我们言语来教导人，但是我们同个时候也用我们言语来去贬低人？
How can words be saturated with rational truth on Scripture if we espouse lies and are prone to exaggerations to make ourselves look good?
我们的话语怎么能够让神的真理从中渗漏出来，但是我们同个时候我们也去相信这个谎言，并且我们也经常夸大其词，让自己看起来很好。
We need to be example in your speech.
我们必须要在我们的言语上来做一个好榜样。
More than being example in upholding the public readingOf Scripture, Timothy is also called to lead with his giftedness and full devotion.
除了作为一个很好的榜样，有公开的去读神的话语，使人规劝和教导，提摩太也被要求以他的天赋去领导。
We'll talk more about this next time.
我们下一次会讲到这一个。
But for today, take a look at our lives.
那今天我们看看我们自己的生活。
Are there people who are examples that you need to follow?
有没有人是能够有一个好榜样，能够让你去跟随的？
How have your mentors and leaders in the church been an example to you to follow?
你在教会的这个导师还有领袖有没有一个好榜样让你能够去追随？
Leaders may fail and leaders need grace.
但是领袖是会失败的，而且领袖也需要你的这个 也需要神的这个慈爱。
And this I learned, being a minister doesn't mean that I will always do these things consistently.
因为我完全明白，身为一个领袖，我并不能够每一个时候、每时都能够完全的做好这些事情。
But you and I have the same power.
你和我都一样有同样的这个力量。
The Holy Spirit in us can enable us to live out these things.
因为圣灵在我们身上，好让我们能够活出这些事。
And if you're not an official leader of the church, as Timothy was, still be an example.
虽然你没有像提摩太那样的是一个教会的领袖，但你还是必须要有一个好榜样。
Be an example to younger Christians, your children, your family, or even to non-Christians, that they may see how God has transformed your lives.
为我们年轻的这个基督徒，你的孩子、你的家庭，甚至是非信徒，能够从你的生命中看到一个好榜样。
Let us not only talk about the power of God.
我们不只是单单的讲到神的这个全能。
Let us be transformed by the power of God.
我们也要以被神的这个全能来改变我们。
Our Sunday services center around the Word of God.
我们在每一个礼拜天崇拜的时候，我们都围绕神的话语。
But even as we leave Sundays, let us hold fast to these truths.
但是今天当你离开这里的时候，我们也要必须来持守我们。
There's a battle for truth.
因为在真理有一个很大的这个
And I'm not talking about your debate with your office mates about the attributes of the Trinity.
因为在真理上有很大的属灵战争，我并不是在叫你回去你的公司上班的时候和人家讨论三位一体的这个问题。但是我要你们去祷告。
But rather, have the truth of Scripture transform your lives.
那是通过神的话语改变你的生命。
This is the battle of truth.
这个就是属灵真理的这一个战争。
When God tells you to love your spouse, but you want to prove to your wife that she's wrong.
所以当神教导我们要爱我们的这个配偶的时候，但是你还是要坚持指出你的太太是错的。
This is a battle of truth.
这就是在真理上的这一个战争。
Is God right about love? Is God right about pride?
所以神在爱中是对的吗？还是神要我们在我们的这个神要我们谦卑，他要我们骄傲。
When God's word calls us to be humble, but pride gets in the way on a basketball court, here's a battle for truth.
所以当神的话语呼召我们要谦卑的时候，而我们的骄傲却表现在我们篮球场上的时候，神就要我们学习。
And prejudge us because of our ethnicity, do we retaliate in kind or do we turn the other cheek?
当我们可能因为我们的这个种族而被人家讨论批评的时候，我们也不要以某种形式进行报复。
Do we pray for enemies? This is a battle for truth in our lives.
我们有为我们的敌人祷告吗？因为这也就是神的这个。真理在我们的这个生活言语中能够赢得胜利。
We may be small and insignificant.
就像这个黑人妇女罗莎巴克斯一样。
We may be young and weak.
我们有一个值得坚持的这个真理。我们可能还年轻，还很弱小。
But more than Rosa Parks, we have a greater truth to stand for.
这样就像罗莎巴百克斯一样，我们有一个。真理值得我们为他而战。
So let us as a church,
让我们作为一个教会
，stand for truth of scriptures in our actions, in our teachings, and with our whole lives.
通过我们的行为、我们的教导，还有我们的生命，我们要为真理而战。